This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, America and the world. Jake, go ahead. Hurry.
By the way,
hurry.
I love that as our new start. Hello, America and the world.
Well, I mean, we know where our bread's buttered.
But let's stick a little bit with that.
We know.
Hello, America and the world.
Well, we are America's number one podcast.
And because I look at the analytics and 9 people in Taiwan.
I know. We're really trying to get that Taiwanese crowd up.
But whatever, probably one person who listens on 9 different platforms, or that son of a bitch has told a few friends.
Yeah.
So we're not
speaking
to those in Taiwan.
No.
What's up?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
You guys are a cool group of friends.
Yeah, we plan on coming there. We're going to tour based on our numbers there.
You're
going
to
tour. Let's keep going. By the way, the guy who books Australia tours for me, he was like, you reckon Jake would like to do a bit? I was like, that's going to be harder than you think. We have a great episode.
This woman is funny, man.
I've known Annie for a long time, Annie Letterman, who is our guest, and she is the funniest.
I felt a little nervous around her at the beginning.
She knows her kind of brand of funny, and she brings it to the show well.
I like her a lot.
You can follow Annie on Instagram. Annie Letterman, I'm sure, is the social. She's always on tour. She's got a great podcast called Anniewood, but she's a killer.
And you did Anniewood.
I did. I've done it twice. The last time I did it, as you'll hear, there was a consistent theme of my tooth being gone. I'm English. It happens. But she's great. And so listen, share it. Tell people about the show. We feel it.
And then, Garf, man, you said you had a little plugs, a little special something for our audience.
I do. So
America and the world.
That's right. Absolutely. In that order. I have a show on Adult Swim that's going into its second season called Royal Crackers. Actually, Andrew Santino is a voice on it. Andrew Santino's hilarious on it. Called Royal Crackers. You can watch it on Adult Swim. The new season, the second season, is February 29th on Max.
And are you a writer on it?
Yes. And a couple voices. Not as many as we'd hope.
Attaboy.
Kind of a Hoops deal.
Yeah.
This guy canceled last minute, and I'm like, let's go. Get my little digits on that.
So the name of the show is?
Royal Crackers.
World and America, check out Royal Crackers and Without.
Do it.
Further ado!
Hello.
It's okay. I don't care.
You're here on mine.
I know. I'm 2 degrees away from a property brother, and I'm about to fucking lose my mind.
Hey, honey.
I'm about to lose
or Johnny Bananas.
Hey, Johnny Bananas.
I get the ads for you being here. I don't care if you know me. Let's get all your
jokes. Money, baby.
Rocket money's mine, baby.
And welcome to the podcast, whoever you are. You're on with Jake Johnson, show regular. Yep. And you're on with Gareth Reynolds, show regular. And you're on with the great comedian, Annie Letterman, one of my dearest friends.
Is that true?
Oldest, dearest
Oh,
friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would go way back.
Wow.
He kind of went, No, nah. We'll tell the origin story later.
Yeah, we can't tell another story.
Thank you for being here,
Annie. Thank you.
But, can we get your name, your age, and where you're calling from?
Sure. So I'm going to go by Sally.
Hi, Sally. Yes.
I am 33 years old, and I live in London.
London?
Hmm. Where are you from, though?
I'm from Boston.
Boston.
Why'd you move to London from Boston?
Honestly, great job opportunity. And you'll probably understand a little bit more, but from my, it was a good time in my life to make the move.
All right, Sally.
It's related to the prom.
Intrigued.
Take over.
Enough with the breadcrumbs. Where are we headed? What's going on?
Okay. So I was once engaged. We broke it off a couple years ago, and he owed me some money, so we opted for me to keep the ring, and then I just called it square. So I'm finally getting around to selling the ring, and I reached out to loads of different jewelers, and only one of them asked in the email exchange, like, why I was getting rid of it. And for whatever reason, I said it was because my fiance died. Not probably not the best move, but, you know, trying to get the pity price, and just needed to disclose that that is something that I said.
Okay.
That's not going to change it. A jeweler is not going to go like, well, this was $6,500, but he died.
But this is like a nosy jeweler. Like, why is it, what jeweler asks a follow-up question? Way,
may I see the certificate?
This is like gossip central.
What kind of fucking jeweler is this?
May I look the body down?
Yes.
Okay, so... All right, keep going.
Yeah, in hindsight, should have just ignored that question. Yep. But anyway, a week later, I go to the appointment at this jeweler, and who opens the door but not what I thought would be like a very overweight, balding 68-year-old, but like a hot 30-something handsome man.
Hot jeweler.
But, okay.
But
why the
but what?
That seems like such
a
weird.
A little gossipy. He might not be into you.
Oh, wow.
You might not be his type.
I might not.
It's early to make that joke.
Okay.
All we got right now is a hot guy who deals in diamonds.
Okay. All right. So
he loves jewels and he loves to gossip.
I see who you are. I see the direction you're
going. I'm just guessing.
I'll tell you. No, he's for sure giving straight man vibes.
Okay.
And how can you say that, anyway, Sally? What are straight men vibes? Hold on. Sally?
Jake's got those.
Sally?
We're sinking right now.
Sally? I'm on the couch. We're the mean ones, yeah?
Yeah, we're mean.
We find a victim on an island and we poke into the tent. So, Sally, what do you mean by hot guy vibes? Can you describe that to Annie and I?
The straight man vibe here is just like, I could tell that we had some chemistry.
Okay.
He's a little flirty. And a woman's intuition is rarely wrong.
He's English?
It was a little flirty, yes.
And you're a hot Boston babe. We know what's going
on. In another country, so your accent's really hot.
Yeah. You've had a man want to pledge his life to you
exactly.
before. You're a hottie.
Yeah. And he passed away for doing
He died. You were so hot, he died.
And so this hot jewelry, you walk in, you guys are giving each other vibes. You're like, fuck, he's good looking. He's thinking, fuck, she's good looking. Then what happens?
So I'm wondering, how can I shoot my shot with this man?
With the deadline?
When our whole anything is based on a lie.
How do you
not
buy?
An insignificant one.
That's interesting.
And so I just want to get your thoughts for
it's tough.
How to proceed. I will be, just so you know, seeing him in approximately 3 to 7 business days.
Boy.
So the question is, how do I shoot my shot?
How do you buy back the lie?
Question. Before we
get in. How do I shoot my shot?
So Sally, before we get into it, thank you for having a clear question. I like the setup a lot. Walk us through what happened when you went in there a little bit.
So when I got there, it's in one of those jewelers that's on, you know, it's not a ground floor, like pawn shop kind of place. It's like a custom jewelry place. It was one of the legit places. And, you know, I just got there, opened the door, and there's this, like, cute Harry Potter who is welcoming me to the room.
You lost it. Hey, Sally, you lost Annie. Annie, why'd you get lost?
Cute Harry Potter.
A Harry jeweler.
What do you think, Annie?
I'm out. And for this reason, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't want her. I don't want you with him.
But this isn't a show where we go
he's
out.
He's a thief?
It's not like the
he's
voice.
A thief and he's a nerd.
No.
He's a thief and he's a nerd. And
Annie believes him to be gay, to be quite frank with you.
He's a gay thief nerd. Yes. He's not for you.
But just the premise of this show is it's not callers come in and we say we're out.
You don't pass.
Yeah.
So it's not like chat roulette.
So Annie, we're in. You're in.
I'm...
So even if he's not your type, we've got to figure out how she shoots.
But also, I'm a little surprised. What is so gross
about...
Does
he have like a scar on his face? I'm like, what is he? Does he... He seems like...
No. He's just like... He's like that... he's probably like, you know, 6'2", brunette, handsome, nice smile.
Nothing
like,
to do with
that. And his name is Harry.
Nice smile.
His name's Harry.
So the only part of the Harry Potter is that his name is Harry?
Okay. Harry Potter's also a child. I don't want to be like accusing him of anything.
Child.
Harry Potter is a child.
I agree with this, actually, this take. It's a little boy magician.
It's a little boy. It's a tiny magician boy.
Oh, stop.
There's a lot. Yeah, I agree, actually.
You're allowed to find. I think I speak for the show when I say you're allowed to find a little boy magician attractive.
Speaking of, Annie, the Engineers Club back there. That little engineer is Gareth Reynolds in the blue.
Oh, is that true? Were you a little model?
That was before Ozempic.
He had the same amount of teeth in that.
They came out a lot harder. Okay, so you're going to see this guy again. Now, is your plan basically like at this rendezvous, you're going to want to ask him out or get some contact or do a follow-up to some extent?
I feel like we're living for the plot right now, right? So like I should probably ask him out when I see him, and I'm like, thanks for the like, you know, thanks for the money for
thanks
the ring.
For the cash.
Did you tell him how long ago?
Wait, there's a big reaction though.
Why?
Of course there is.
But I don't get what's the thought? What do you hate about
it's
that?
Just way it's a little desperate. What are we doing?
No, I want your advice. Like, give it to me straight. What should I do?
Why did you break up with your fiance?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a whole.
He was like Slytherin.
Story that's probably.
Yeah.
It
more
was,
sad
yeah,
than funny.
Yeah. There was some mental health issues involved.
Oh, good girl. Not yours, yeah. Right?
So we'll just leave
even
it
better
there.
If it was
not
it.
Yours. Right?
No, not mine.
Yeah. Oh, good girl.
All right,
you have self respect. This can I just say something? Yeah. This is a hot take.
Yeah,
you don't. It's not your job to take care of someone else's mental health. So the minute I hear the diagnosis, good day, good luck.
Well, if that's the case, I quit the podcast.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I know,
Jay.
Good day.
But listen. So you have self-confidence, okay?
Yeah.
Not to be rude to the ex, but you have self-confidence. So, and I'm not saying asking a guy out is wrong, but...
Neither. As a guy, I think it's nice. If a girl walked up to me and I was a jeweler and here's 12.5 and she goes, thanks for the money, now give me your number. I'd go, you got to be fucking kidding me. 3-2-3-4-4-5.
What's yours?
Yes, you're good with numbers. What's yours is a fucking killer first line. So Sally came in hot for me and said, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I get the money, I ask this guy out. Honestly, my instinct on that was we're going in the right direction. You went like this. Ah, desperate.
Well, I just feel like, okay, if he's giving her vibes, why not go in and like drop some hints?
But I'll tell you why. Because if it's the place of your business and she said that her fucking fiance did, and I'm going, here's 12.5, if I hit on you, I'm
she's
putting you in a bad spot.
Right, she's a victim.
But also, you just came in there to get jewelry. You didn't want some fucking creepo Harry
what
Potter
if,
guy hitting on
okay, because if you want, listen, if you want to be in a relationship with the guy, if you want to bang this guy, you go in, you hit him, you do whatever you want.
So if she wants to bang, what does she do?
You go in, you say, I think there's a family jewels joke in here. There's some sort of line about, let me see. It's a,
okay.
Let me see your balls.
Let me see your balls. Yeah, that's a good one. I love that one.
Thank you for the 1250. Let me see your balls.
As a girl, I used to have a card when I first started comedy that said, I think you're hot, but mostly I just want you to follow me on Twitter. And then it would have my Twitter thing. And I would like give it to people. And then if I actually thought they were hot, I was like, you don't need to follow me on Twitter. So I always had like kind of
you had a bit
thing.
To start
I
it.
So I had moves.
What's good about that is that it's kind of like you set yourself up with a little bit of a
it's
low
a
stakes.
Joke. Yeah.
So why not this? Why not plant the seed when you're in there with Harry and just be like, hey, you know, I don't.
I'm just laughing because I'm like, is it Harry Winston? Is it like,
no.
Isn't Harry Winston like a huge jeweler?
Is he?
I don't know.
It's Jake, like and look at Jake and I.
Yeah.
You think we have any idea?
That is a jewelry
I think he
brand,
might.
But
it's a
that's not
brand.
Who this is.
To be honest, I think he might.
Sadly, I'm so much closer to Gareth on this.
Yeah. Don't try to divide us. Jake is a piece of shit.
Just no, nothing. Just trash. Same clothes every day.
So why not say to him, like, why not throw out there the fiance died a long time ago?
Or.
Yeah.
If you're trying to, if you want to date this guy, if you're like, I think this is like a family business, this guy's cool, he's like, this
I
is going to
be in this thing.
Then you have to go in and you have to be so hilarious about how you lied about this husband.
So, okay, so Sally, question for you.
You have to go hard in there with the truth and be funny about it.
Yeah.
So it's cleared out now. Because if you actually want to date him, you can't, what are you going to later be
well,
like?
Well, Sally, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a date and seeing what happens? Or are you seeing a future with this guy? Or are you just looking for a little bit of fun? Where are you at?
You're trying to get your ring sized?
I think a date and see what happens.
Okay, so I don't think you talk about the dead fiance.
I don't think you do either.
You know what?
I would do a follow-up. I would try to have a charmed experience while you're in there with him.
Agreed.
Get a little benta, they say on Love Island. Then I would email follow-up and ask him out that way. Lower stakes, sort of to your point of like handing a card. It's not like as direct. It's a way to sort of see if there's a vibe without having to eat shit in front of him.
So I liked Annie's card, right? So I think you're hot following me on Twitter. And then if you like him, then you say, don't follow me on Twitter, but I still think you're hot.
Just slide your number.
Or we have a great fucking starting line from Garf.
What was it?
And that is, you're really good with numbers. I think this is a fair deal. And he'll go,
that is a pretty
And he'll
line.
Go, I like to keep it fair. And then he'll go, she goes, so with that in mind, what is yours?
Yeah.
And
really
he goes,
numbers.
What
What's
is
yours?
Mine? What?
Yeah.
Your number. And then she goes, in terms of what? And he goes, you could say, Harry, I'm trying to tell you here. I want to take you out.
I'm trying to tell Sally? You, 34 double D.
Sally, thoughts?
All right. Well, I already have his number because in the UK, everyone uses WhatsApp for everything.
Mm. Okay.
So we've already been messaging on WhatsApp.
Oh, you okay, then this messaging? Is the answer. Okay, then you get your money, you send a puss pic, you're done.
There we go.
I don't think that's the answer.
Just spread it out.
And then if he writes back, who's
get
this?
Get two friends. Each
who's
one
this?
Holds
Didn't
a leg.
Save. Who's this? Didn't new phone.
Let me appraise.
Who's this? New phone.
Has there been any like flirting going back and forth on WhatsApp at all or no?
No, it's been mostly like, hey, will you like this person is interested. Will you?
Here's what I would maybe do. After you go get your cash, I would text them on WhatsApp and say, hey, thanks again. When I'm in the area next time, where's a good place to get a drink? And he'll go, oh, I like going to this place after work.
I say, if you're going to do it, have the guts to do it in fucking person.
All right. That's the other option.
Yes. If you're going to do it, have the guts to. Now, you're making a bold move.
She's a lot. Okay.
Go
she
ahead,
is a liar. We love you, Sally, but you have lied to this man. So it's like at this point,
right.
I have lied to this man.
Right.
And it's fine. It'll be fine unless you end up marrying him or something. It's going
to
be rough.
Later, it could be but funny in bed to say.
I think so too.
Funny,
I would do a reveal. I would do a reveal. I would do a reveal. I would do a reveal later.
Yeah, but later. But
later.
But right now,
we're
just worried about getting into the castle.
Yes, exactly. Get
so
him into the pyramid
later,
scheme, then
after,
you ask for the
after
yes.
sex, one night you go like, I didn't expect this to be serious. Can I tell you something funny?
Yes.
Now, the truth is, he might not laugh.
Yes, but at least you've got past the finish line at this point.
And so I would say, Sally, we're all kind of near the same thing. You can go to WhatsApp. You can say, hey, you want to get dinner? You want to do this? You made the big lie, right? You want this guy. You went to his place of work. You're going to see him in 5 to 7 days. Have the fucking guts to look him in the eyes and say, I want to take you out, my treat. And guess what? With the 12.5 you got me, you pick the fucking restaurant.
Yep.
And then you could say, and I'm going to tell you why I want to spend this money. Because I lied. My fiance's not dead. We just broke up and I wasn't supposed to have this money. So I would love to spend some of it on your fine ass and I'm ready to spoil you. Men don't get to hear that. Anyway, go ahead.
I would say, I mean, that's a nightmare, but I would say, then you're just, you're a sugar mama to a guy who owns a jewelry store. You're a rich man.
Okay. What would your take?
You've just put yourself in a position where you're now taking care of an incredibly wealthy man.
That's pretty good for Harry.
By the way, you're right. And when you put it that way, I regret my
like,
I love saying it. I thought I was going to get a win. Yeah. Gareth was in.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. So I say, you go to him, you look him straight in the eye, wear something so hot and slutty.
Walk us through what it looks like.
What?
Walk us through what she's wearing.
Well, what's your style?
What's a sexy look for
you,
Sally?
Yeah, what's like your sluttiest outfit?
If you're going to go dress to impress, what are you wearing?
Oh, I mean, if I'm to a jeweler, probably not a crop top, but like to the club, a crop top for sure.
So why not wear the fucking crop top to the jeweler?
Yeah. I thought long legs, you know, would want to play those up.
Tell him you're looking for a belly button ring. You got a diamond one? No, listen, I wear crop tops all sizes, all times, all time.
All right,
wait,
so
hold on,
crop
really
top.
Fast. You might have hit something. When you were talking about flirting and having him ask, you're doing the purchase.
Right.
And then you say, Harry, I'm looking for something else. I don't know if you have anything in mind. And he goes, what? And you go, I'm looking for a piercing for here.
Yeah.
You lift up your stomach.
Yes.
And then go, what's better, the top or the bottom? And he goes like, well, I don't know, but it's mostly on the top. And then go, feel it. See if the skin's right. Then if he
then
reaches over
her belly button,
if he reaches over and goes like, oh, for right here, I have
a, he's going to feel there's going to be a spark.
There's or if he goes like, I don't know. That's not what we
bad,
do. We
Jake.
Just sell diamonds. But you're now
it's
saying
insane,
to him,
right. But it's not bad.
But you're saying I'm entering the world.
Yes.
It's a way to make an offer to see without
his reaction.
Now, I want to up the ante. Let's go nipple ring.
Up the ante.
Ooh.
Let's
Whoa.
Go nipple ring.
Up the ante
Just
special
pull
title.
Pull a tit out. Make sure the nips are shaved. Let him find that out too. Let him find out about the nipple hair and the lie about the dead husband.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I was thinking maybe you go like this. You go to get kill two birds with one stone, like get him nice and horny for you and also tell him the truth. Go, I want to tell you more about how my ex-fiance died, and just look him straight in the eye and go, I fucked him to death. And then just walk out and see if he wants to.
I'll tell you what, he's not going to follow you.
I don't think he will. I think
he's gonna, there's going to be a sound of a
less
lock
is
going.
More. What I would do is I would ignore the fiance death part.
Yeah.
I would just try to get a date on the books.
Yeah.
And then I would what
and
Jake
how do you
says,
get a date on the books?
You go like this. You go, oh, it's great. I really appreciate all your help. It was awesome. I'm probably going to go get a drink around here later on tonight. Is there somewhere around here to do that? And he'll go, oh, yeah, you've got to go to the Clark and Duncan's. And then you go, oh, that's great. Oh, the only problem is I don't have anyone to do it with. Would you want to join me? And see what he says.
Desperate.
Desperate.
Sad.
Okay, I have to ask you guys.
I've been shot down so many times.
Ahead, okay, but it's not, you're a man. That's your job to be shot
Barely.
Down.
Barely.
Right.
Listen, I'm not trying to be like gender norms or whatever, but yeah. like you, okay, so what? Has a woman hit on you, come to you, and said a line that has gotten you to ask her out on a date?
I don't know if there's a direct line, but you don't have to. All right. Okay. Real quick, then we got to go. What would your, you give me one pitch on what you would say. Seriously. What would you say?
I've given you my, yeah. I had my line I used to do. I used to be really, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You would do the flirt,
I would be like, oh.
Hot.
I was in line at a coffee shop once, and there was this like really tall Australian guy. I didn't know he was Australian yet. I was like, you're so hot. And he was like, you're hot. And then it was like,
it's not
okay.
Bad.
So
like, I would do that. I mean, it's in my 20s.
It's not bad.
I wasn't looking for like a relationship in that. But.
So Sally, here's where we're kind of at. You could do the vibe where you say Gareth first line, which I still really like.
I do too.
You know, you're really good with numbers. I would love yours. And then if he goes like, I already gave you my WhatsApp, you go like, I'm in a danger zone now. So that is problematic.
Right. Okay. He already has the number.
That is problematic. Okay. And he said something that I think is really interesting, but it's bold and you need guts to do it. Show up in a fucking crop top, be talking to him and talk about how you might want a piercing.
She has guts.
She has guts.
She lies.
Liars have guns. But you talk about how you don't know, but you might use this money for a piercing. You say your belly button, so he has to look at you, go like, or I might go crazy and get a nipple one. So he has to then go like, a nipple one would be great.
Just pull that titty out.
And if you pull the titty out, you're in a whole new world. You could also do Gareth's move, which feels a little sad to me. And that is, later tonight, I'm getting a drink. Do you want to get one with me? That's possible. You could do my move, which I was confident until Annie hated it. And that is, I got some money and I want to spoil you on it. Let me take you out to dinner, big boy. But then she's the one in charge. And then at dinner, you could also say,
Jake, I was just kidding.
I was lying.
Pitch.
My fiance's not dead and I'm not paying for this. That's crazy. Both of these things are crazy. They're equally as crazy that you thought I was going to pay for this.
So, Sally, where are you at and what are you going to do? What are you thinking? I will say on this one, we've given you some pretty bad advice.
Yeah, and I would hold the reveal. That would be my main
hold reveal for sure. But, Sally, where are we at here?
You know what? I do have pretty good abs. Ooh, so okay. I think I'm going to lean into the crop top joke. Right. Let's do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
Because I'll tell you what, if you don't have the guts to ask him out and you're in the crop top and it's flirty, then later you text him on the WhatsApp and you go, thanks again. Really great meeting you.
Yeah.
And that's because, you're giving him an opening.
Because he is professionally probably not allowed to hit on you
exactly
or maybe
right.
he can
not.
But it's like, but you still want it to be his move. So go in really hot,
you could also, after that rendezvous, text something along the lines of like, hopefully another fiance dies so I can come back and sell you another ring. Great meeting you.
Danger. Good work, but danger.
For sure, danger.
Danger.
But well, Sally,
I said he's dead to me. There's
Sally,
way
how
ooh,
about
that's
this?
That's actually really funny.
Yes. I said he was dead to me.
You go like it's this. I just want to clear something up because I feel a little bit bad. I did mean dead to me, but he's
He did have a schizophrenic break, so the man I knew before died.
That's not, I wouldn't go.
Too real?
It's too real.
But if you're
here,
I'm not going like, oh yeah, boner.
So Sally, why don't you do this? If you're going to do a WhatsApp follow-up, will you send us a screenshot and just let us know what happens?
I think he just wants to see those abs you're selling.
If you send a puss pic, it will be so funny.
It's great for the show, but it's terrible.
Sally,
but we
got to
go, Sally. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I'll send you a screenshot, assuming all goes to plan.
It will. Go
it
for
was,
it.
Wear that crop top. It is the move.
Yeah, thank you.
It's fun.
Thanks, Sally.
Dress like a slut during the day.
God bless.
All right, thank you.
Gobble, gobble.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. With Philo, you could stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. So what is Philo, Garf? I'll tell you. It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. Why don't you tell these nice people some value props?
Well, Philo has shows, has movies, yep, live TV, and for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. So there's no contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of a show.
Let me pitch you a show they got.
What?
The challenge.
Oh, Jake, don't.
The challenge.
Jake, don't.
Now, let me pitch you something that you might not be as excited about, but others might. Friends.
I'll tell you what I am excited about.
Golden Girls.
Yes. Without question. Without question.
Known as one of the best pilots ever written.
Best pilots ever made in TV.
A show I grew up that loving, Martin.
Oh, don't even. That was truly. So look, if you can't get enough of TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo, like we said, has more than 70 channels, BET, MTV, AMC. You've got a free 7-day trial. So listen, Jake, may I?
Please.
All right. Sign up today at philo.tv/GilSentMe. That's philo.tv/GilSentMe to get 50% off your first month. Gil Buchanan, really just got him on the periphery.
This episode is brought to you by a company that we both use a lot.
Yes.
And that is DoorDash. Yes.
DoorDash, very helpful.
It's a lifesaver.
It is.
It's a lifesaver at home.
Yeah, with kids, I'm sure. I'm my own kid.
I'm a big...
But hotel life, a DoorDash comes in very handy.
Hotel life DoorDash has changed because you don't have to order from downstairs.
No.
And you don't have to leave the room.
No.
When I realized you could do it in a hotel and get it in the lobby...
Yes. Yeah. Way better.
Significant change.
Yes.
So DoorDash is something we are very excited about. And we have a Mother's Day special with DoorDash. So get all your Mother's Day's gifts in one place. Get 50% off on your next order, up to $15 when you spend $15 or more on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code GILSENTME. So if you're going to do it, which you're going to do it, you got to get your mom something. Use DoorDash and use this code GILSENTME. All money goes to Gilly Bean, and
that's right, Jake.
Hey, there he is!
Hey, that's right. Sorry about that, everyone. I'm going to be Gil Buchanan, ones and twos, 68 and Balmy. I will be sending Rita, my lovely mother, 94 years old, a bunch of flowers from DoorDash this...
And what's the code you're going to use?
Well, you're going to use Gil Sent Me, because God bless you, I did. Gil Sent Me.
So remember, 50% off if you use the code Gil Sent Me to buy your mother flowers, some sort of convenience or grocery or retail now. You can also use DoorDash for any meal. That is DoorDash.com/GilSentMe. Terms apply.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for living in a box where you have a phone and calling us from it.
She's like, I've been kidnapped. Help. Oh my God.
My problem is.
Do you have anything weird in the box we could talk about? We're way better at stuff like that. Maybe sit on your knees.
Sit on your knees.
Can we get your name, your age, and where you're calling from roughly, please?
Yeah, I'm Heather, calling from Colorado, and I'm 30.
Hi, Heather. Where in Colorado?
Near Denver.
Sure. That's not necessarily a location.
Come see me February 16th and 17th, or 17th.
Well,
and
that reveals the secret guest. You've got Jake, you've got Gareth, and you've got one of the greatest comedians performing today who will be in your area,
February
Denver.
16th and 17th.
Annie Letterman is joining us. Thank you, Annie.
Heather.
Here we go. All right, Heather, what's going on? What can we help you with?
All right. So, my mom is a wonderful grandma to my 10 month old, and she gets on the floor and plays with him, and it's lovely. Except for one thing, mm-hmm. which is that she likes to play those bouncing game songs. And instead of putting the baby on her knees like most of us would, she puts the baby on her hips and kind of thrusts upward.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
The song.
Okay, I get it.
Oh, God.
Heather. I've seen this from older moms and older grandmas. I have seen this. It's not appropriate.
It's not the only one that makes me feel better. It's not okay.
Heather, yeah. I'm 100% with you. It is not appropriate. It weirds out everybody. And they feel like they're in this asexual galaxy. But you're just saying like, honey, the rest of us are still sexual and it's disgusting.
This is a true gilf. This is a true gilf.
No, it's sadly, it's the opposite. But yeah. It's gilf moves for a non-gilf.
It's
and
a
I'm
gilf.
I'm assuming your mom kind of has some moves, like, right? Like,
she
oh,
must.
Oh, damn, hey, mom's you move, like a good thrust.
All you got to do is lift the hip up and down and it's moves.
So Heather, basically,
you in high school?
Your mother, instead of using her normal part of her body to bounce your child, is making it a humping motion.
This is trouble, Heather.
Yeah,
and you got to talk her out
I'm
of this.
I'm having a hard time. Yeah, I don't want to call it humping, but it is.
It is humping.
It's air thrusting.
We need to look this problem in the eye and call it what it is. You've got a mother who's humping her grandchild. I mean,
no, it's different, Heather. So you're talking about she puts the baby above her, like on her hips, but above the crotch. And the kid
is pubis.
But the kid has no idea what's going on. They're in a seat. But
so the kid's on the
kid.
Venus mound. The kid is sitting on the Venus
lower
mound.
Stomach, right? Right here.
Okay.
And so the kid's looking this way. So for the kid, lovely.
Well, what are you going to reverse cowboy the kid? The son?
No, but here's the problem, Heather. It's not that they're putting the kid in a bad spot. It's you're putting the others in the room.
Yes.
Because the
right?
kid is see, just seeing
the kid doesn't,
grandma go.
He doesn't care.
If it's side saddle, we're fine. If it's side saddle, we're fine.
The problem is if you're Heather, your husband, and you're watching TV and grandma's got the kid, and you're at this angle, I'm going like this.
Yay.
For fuck's sake, Nana.
What
What if it's like, at least she's not like, you know,
what?
On top.
True. It could be a lot worse, obviously.
So these seem to be other pitches, no?
The baby's bouncing her. Yeah.
Maybe that's the move. Maybe you suggested that direction and go, would you mind mounting more
or,
than anything?
Guys, I think you guys, your mind's in the gutter and you should be more worried about your mom. As Gareth knows, there's hip issues with mothers.
That's right.
That's true.
So here's one way to fix the problem is you have your husband put the grandma on there and say, do you feel comfortable with this? And he thrusts her around and she goes, I didn't like that. And he goes, I doubt my son does either, but you're doing it to a one-year-old and you got to cool it.
The son loves it.
I got to
admit, what if she's on top of your husband and she goes, I love it too.
Well, I
you know
pitch.
What I like as someone who's, I'm engaged to a younger man and I like that because you're
younger?
Really just 11 years.
God
you're creating,
bless you, girl.
You're creating a fetish. That is really good for future older women.
That it also that is a slippery slope too.
That is
where you could pitch it like that. I mean, just go up to him and just be like, we don't want him to love gilfs.
Come on, we want him to be able to have kids.
How about
know?
This? Yeah. How about if next time your mother is over, your husband does the exact same thing and he fakes an injury. And then you parlay the fake injury into gosh, his hip is really messed up. I wouldn't do that anymore,
Annie,
Mom.
Annie, jump in.
What if we say, one of my favorite comedians' mothers just had this crazy hip problem. And
not bad either.
And we go, I'm actually worried about
I would pay
doing.
So much money to see Pam do this hip thrust.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You could just take the just take the rocket money and put it right into Pam's account.
That felt like a sucker punch. I was like listening like, all right, where we go? And then it was like,
honestly, I felt bad because your eyes were sweet. They were
Ernest.
Doughy. I was mostly,
like,
he looks at me like.
I was like, there is a lesson in what my mother just went through. Not that one.
So hold on. There is something I think really good here, Heather. And we might crack this early.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have your husband do it to her. You can't say, Ma, it looks like you're fucking the air and it's inappropriate. You're going to put grandma in a really tough spot. Mm-hmm. She's in heaven right now. She thinks she's doing God's
work. Oh, she's grinding away.
Yeah, she's just a little happy humper and she's as happy
grandma's
as
a grinder.
Be. Yeah,
I like that.
She's grinding. God bless her. But I think where we're going on this is the idea of, hey, Mom, be careful. And she'll go like, oh, I'm fine. And go, no. I saw with that motion, you got to do your knee because women's hips are going out from, and she'll go, oh, stop. And you go, Mom, I forbid it because.
She starts like twerking with the baby.
Yeah. Is that better?
But you
on
say,
the bottom?
I forbid it because I don't want you getting hurt.
I think that
come
might.
Come on.
I think that's.
Come on.
That might be your best play. You cannot tell her what everyone's thinking.
Even though grandmas get real mad when you tell them they can't do stuff.
I agree, but grandmas also like when you show, because I care about you so much.
Right.
Because your health, because guess what grandma's afraid of? Her health.
I agree.
You know what her biggest joy is? Putting that little boy on her stomach and humping the air.
I thought you were going to say interrupting their daughters while they're talking. Oh, that's just my mom. talking about themselves when they're...
Oh, speaking of my mom, I got a new thing for this one. She said, my mom doesn't like our podcast anymore.
Why? Tell her why.
You and the other guy are getting too wild. It's better when the guests talk.
She
goes, you're getting wild, but she goes... You know, I called her the other day, and she goes, you know, I tried listening again, and I just fell asleep.
Wow.
And I went, that's why you're a star.
Yeah, that actually is so true.
My mom,
that in him always.
Will not give me any, it's like, my mom's a really good artist. I'm an artist through her. I'll draw, like, something, and everyone in my family will be like, this is, like, amazing. And she was like, my mom go,
You decided
I was drawing my hand. She goes, I just don't like hands. I'm you don't like hands?
That's a tough
I would make it look, and then, but she she would reject it. And then I would start, like, then all of a sudden I'm putting more shadow. It's like the hands coming off the page. And then my mom goes, and my sister-in-law's like, Annie, this is like crazy. My mom goes, my sister-in-law goes, it looks exactly like a hand. My mom goes, I'm just not into like photorealism.
That shit does drive you crazy.
But, or it makes you work harder.
It makes me work harder.
Because you know what I think when we're doing, I was texting him this morning, we got to, not the same old bits. My mom's going to fall asleep listening to this one.
Yeah, I got to
I can't believe she's now falling asleep. We're too we've overcorrected.
I got to tell you, hard to please the woman.
Yes.
Have to give you guys some compliments. Random people in my life, my sister-in-law's sister they went out to eat. She goes, my sister-in-law was telling me about her new favorite podcast, and it's your guys' podcast.
Is that true?
It would be great if it wasn't. Wasn't the end of the story.
I thought because she's a killer, I'm like, mom's going to get me here.
Loves Tiger Belly.
That's right.
Can't get enough of it.
So, Heather, I think we've all kind of got to something pretty clean on this one, and that is you have to lean into the idea that she could get hurt.
But
go ahead.
Well, one of two options. Do you tell her you're worried about her getting injured the route of you've seen it? Or do you have your husband fake an injury?
I think the faking it, there's a lot of steps. And then she could go like, well, I do the hip thing. I don't do it like that fucking creepo. I think you lean in and you say, mom, I love you, but I love you too much to allow this to happen. You got to do it on the knee. And she'll go, no, it's fine. And you go, mom, I'm putting my foot down.
Or you just go, mom, it's like kind of looks gross.
Also an option.
She will be shamed.
But she'll never do it again.
Another option. I'll make a video that you can show her where I'm talking about how there's skyrocketing numbers of hips getting popped out of sockets from grandmothers doing this.
Or even grosser, Gareth will make a video doing it. You want to see what you look like, mom?
I'll do it.
Dry humping a child.
That is an option too.
So, and that's great because there is a child in the room.
So
that's me.
It's just a picture of Garrett.
So, Heather, in closing, what do you think you're going to do here? How are we going to stop mom from doing this?
Yeah, she is very nervous about hurting herself. She's constantly got something going on. So I think that's the move. And I think if she gives me pushback, which she might, I think then I just have to say,
it's gross.
Well, I'm forbidding it because it's a little weird. And that give her a chance to take the bait. And if she doesn't take it, we got to
Can you do us a favor before you end this?
Put Pony on when she does it next time and film it?
I would like you to film it on your phone and send it to us and we'll blur your mom's face out.
Please.
So we can play during the ad.
Please. Yeah.
Feel a little poke coming.
And maybe play that. What's the song?
Well, I was pitching Pony from Magic Mike.
But you remember the other song?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
I can't remember what it's called. The poke song? You know, they're like, dancing too close. I think
so
it's too close.
Could you do us a favor? Could you film it and then we'll play it during this? We'll take a break and we'll put a sexy song
Is
over
that okay?
It.
And here's the thing. It'll go viral. She'll be humiliated. She'll never do it again.
No.
We'll blur her face out.
Yeah.
You're internet famous.
And if you have any... And what we're trying to do is just keep Jake's fucking mother awake and listening to this.
Wake up!
Eve! Time! The show's still going. It's wild.
I love you, mom. Don't listen
to
Gareth.
Not too wild.
Your notes are right, mom.
What?
Eve,
Heather, keep us posted. We would love a video. But either way.
And Annie.
Good luck.
Okay, I won't see her for a little while, so I don't know if I'll be able to get it.
You can do it.
Wait, he's going to be so much bigger. It's going to work so... He's going to be so much bigger.
You can do it.
Oh, mom's
this hip thing is
going to
work.
Yeah, he's gained weight. It'll hurt her.
Keep fattening the kid up.
Get
for this.
The kid. Have an obese Maury child.
Lots of pudding. Lots of pudding.
I have not seen just a big old kid in a while.
Really threaten the hips. It's like
your
a kettlebell.
Algorithm on Instagram.
My algorithm sucks.
What is your algorithm really fast?
Death.
What do you see?
It's just death.
Oh, sad.
It's like, you know, the things where it's like, it'll be like a picture of people, like four people, and then the beat will drop. and then it turns black and white. And then there's just a, there's like an angel over one of them. Yes. They just say when they died. And
my algorithm is in such a fucking hot zone right now.
Oh, what do you mean? Send me things.
I got into a weird run of seeing like weird bands from other countries just playing on the countryside. Mm. So like three brothers singing, a group of like a family doing it. And it is like you're out in like the fucking forest in like Mongolia.
Reykjavik.
And they're just going, and they're going like, and then they go,
only
like,
they knew.
And I'm like, oh, fucking parrot. And I don't want to comment or like, but I'm just like,
oh, you should.
You guys are fucking money
you
in the
should.
Thing. Not wearing shirts.
You should. They
animals
like,
walking in the songs
how
are dog
be so
shit.
Happy.
Huh?
Well, now you said their songs are dog shit.
No, but it's a wonderful, like, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But my
thanks, Heather.
See you, Heather. Bye.
Hey, mine are mostly rehabbing animals. Thanks, Heather.
Bye,
talk
Heather.
To you later.
This episode is brought to you by Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Jake, you know me. Road dog, driving a van across the country, staying in random spots in weird cities. It's a beautiful life that I've carved out for myself, one that I know you're very jealous of.
I will say the thing about Booking.com that really works is that you can go from a little resort to a five-star hotel. You can kind of book anywhere. It's something that I've used to book family trips, and I find it easy.
Yes, they really do cover the spectrum. Like, I'm serious when I say that I book, like, most of the time when my travel is not booked, I just go to Booking.com. Very easy to see what you're getting into. The place that you're looking at always matches the place that you get. And like you said, if you would rather have a kitchen versus a hotel, Booking.com is a great place to see.
So book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.com.
Boom.
This episode is brought to you by Babbel.
Jake, you know what Babbel is. Babbel, a language app, helps you learn foreign languages. 10-minute lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And it's designed by real people for real conversations.
And I'll tell you what I like about the Babbel, as opposed to just trying to learn the language on your own, is the speech recognition technology.
Which is crazy.
Yes. Because it helps you figure out the accent, because it's one thing to learn the words of another language, but if you sound like an utter maniac and you sound like a weird robot, no one's going to buy it. But if you can actually learn accents to where you're speaking the language, one of the things we had said before, but what I really liked, is studies from Yale, Michigan State, and others continue to prove that Babbel is better.
This is the craziest.
This is crazy. They found that using Babbel for 15 hours on your own, sitting on your couch, drinking a beer, is equivalent to a full semester at college.
So here's a special deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/HTH. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/HTH, spelled BABBEL.com/HTH. Rules and restrictions may apply. Zut alors!
Hey everyone, this is a chat that Jake and Gareth have with special guest Annie Letterman when she entered the studio for this recording. Enjoy.
Annie, you know what I really want? I really wanted to bring you, like, go to the dentist and get
you
like,
have
the
time.
Dentist thing. I did not have time.
Annie, I did her podcast the other night, and boy, I would say 80% of it was tooth related.
I'd say 90.
It was pretty much all about teeth, my teeth, my
if
tooth.
If you were sitting here, it would happen again. I just...
She, right when
Why
we started,
front?
Right when she, stop. But then she we've got all the content we can out of it. She goes,
we're not going to talk about it.
She
here.
Was just like sure starting to talk. And then like a minute in, she just started going like,
I was
did you have a tooth missing? And then she's like, and I think you have a lisp now.
You have changed a little bit with how you talk, but it's not bad.
Wow.
But yeah, it is a little different.
We love Gareth.
But it's a little different.
I do not like the tenor of this.
We love Gareth.
I like the story. I came over here so we could attack.
No, seriously. It is like, I'm like Simba looking at hyenas right now.
I mean, it was maybe 2 hours of tooth.
Oh, it was hour 40. I would say an hour 30.
Okay, so I'm looking at him like this. So it was right in my eye. So I couldn't stop. And he's like, you're looking at him. Like,
it was. It was. It's like man cleavage. She just was staring at my tooth.
It's gap.
It's not like cleavage at all. Cleavage is something you enjoy staring at. Your
we really got to get going. We got Annie's car is getting towed.
Jake doesn't know what I'm into.
So you're
I like a little tooth gap.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah.
You guys like thigh gap? Yeah, I like tooth gap.
Yeah. Well, Jake, why don't you... Yeah, I think
she got.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
that little head.
Sorry.
So, we don't know what this call is going to be. We have no clue. Neither do you. We'll just start it. We'll intro you. Stop it.
What's the phone bit? She gonna make calls?
No, she's just
shit?
Thinking about the tooth stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, she can't stop. Yeah. Now that she's been told no,
I won't do it. I won't do it.
No, there's no rules on that.
That's a rule.
Gareth is sensitive, but you have to push through it with him. He is.
We did an hour thirty.
You're sensitive about the tooth.
Yes, we did an hour 30 on the tooth the other night. No joke.
Gareth is sensitive.
So.
It's wonderful, and I love them.
Jake has talking points. Jake's
no,
like,
the talking points, they're new.
I actually have dirt on you.
What? No, you don't.
Roll the tape, Kev.
No, you don't.
I have dirt on you.
Big time?
It's pretty funny. I don't know if you've discussed it publicly.
What is it?
Wait, hold on.
Well, my, are we?
Let's start the show.
Okay, so my personal trainer.
Oh, Lacey.
Lacey.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I'm getting close to losing a tooth.
Yeah, that's the best way to shave weight.
That's when you know to
stop. The best way to shave weight. Just take, you don't know how heavy your teeth
couple
are.
Ounces.
You take
ounces.
5-6 teeth out from the back, you're yeah, 2 pounds
so what,
lighter.
So what's the
yeah, so what's the dirt? Okay, go ahead with
okay,
the dirt.
He had sex with her and never called her back?
Jake,
that's
the old me. That was my early 40s.
Oh, God. He started in his
40s. Early
40s. In his 30s, he was very virginal. He didn't hook up with anyone.
God,
and then,
yeah, nothing.
Okay, so Lacey told me that when you went on the road with Bert, mm-hmm. You were a little bit late, not your fault.
Oh, this story.
A little
Ooh,
late for a private jet.
I don't know if I told you this.
You were
little late
to a fucking PJ
jet,
Garf?
Which is pretty dark.
No, it wasn't PJ.
It wasn't PJ?
No,
what
no.
Was it?
It was a commercial.
Oh, it was commercial?
But we Ew. Got to go through the little, you know, the little tiny sneaky.
This is not as cool of a story.
Yeah, you know the little yeah. tiny sneaky.
Wait for Delta, fuck off.
Like you get the special.
Oh, where you get. Okay,
yeah, so
okay.
We got the sneak on.
Okay, I've never gotten the sneak on, so I didn't know. I've never done the PJ.
But you're also not a late guy, so something
happened. They haven't let you on the PJ yet? You actually Nobody's... are the perfect person to be on a PJ with because you're entertaining the entire time. Because
well,
you do get bored.
As
you
well
start
as
being
I
like,
would
can
be
the
like,
flight attendant do like a dance or something? Is there a TikTok dance I can
No,
watch?
I would have good PJ banter. No
You'd
doubt.
You'd be good.
I'd be great. I would be doing a lot of stuff.
Depends on the length
I'd
of the
be pretend. You know what I'd probably
you know,
do? I'd take.
Like, ooh,
Jake,
he's got 4 hours in him.
This is a lot.
4 hours?
We are at hour 3:15 and Garfield's going like this. So and then when I move to Milwaukee, fuck off. 10 minutes of
my
silence.
Stockbroker character's really getting old. Like, but like, yeah, yeah, dude, stop.
Like, pull out another tooth. Please.
But I'm yeah, that'd be great. I'm good at reading the room or the PJ. I know when it's no bits. I know when people are done with me. But okay, so,
I don't think there's the same rules on it because you're trapped. There's no it's yeah. different.
Well, this well what happened here
okay.
was
so he shows up a little late.
Go ahead.
He's
not even
excited.
A little late. It's like they're going to get the secret board on. Like basically there's, you know, we're going to get privately driven to the commercial
Very nice.
Airlines.
Oh,
so it's
like
great.
That.
But
Very
I'm nice. Like, they're probably getting ready to take us on through the private TSA in about 20 minutes. I show up right around then. They've been there for a while.
But you're not
but go
late.
Ahead. No, the truth is, this sounds crazy. I had a little anxiety. So I was like a little like, oh man, I cannot get out of my own way with honesty. So I'm like, I park my car at like a public parking lot dealio. And I'm sitting there and I stopped by CVS before because I wanted to grease the wheels before we grease the wheels.
Have a little.
I wanted to have a little alcohol in the car that I'd parked.
Oh, this is a darker tale than I thought.
So I got.
This was to car drink?
Yes, before meeting up with
okay.
the drinking at the little
fake
airport.
That was a lot of drinking. That was a lot of drinking.
No, two little mini bottles of red wine and a can of Pringles was what I thought.
Yum.
And then things are good.
Truly.
Jake. Things
truly.
Are good.
If you want to get drunk, why absorb it with the Pringles?
Because he's also wants to
Because
I'm
an
it.
Because yeah, when I drink, I become good. An animal. I'm bad. And okay, so I'm like, all right. So I had those. And then my buddy was also going on the road with Bert. It's like, hey, we're going to be leaving soon. So I'm like, oh, shit. So there was like a little level of like, I got to hustle. So I got a lift. From the shuttle to the private little airport thing, and now you can pick up with what you've heard.
Okay, so
because it's
they're
great.
Like, okay, let's go, like let's get on, let's get to this flight.
Jake's gonna murder me for this.
So part. they get in the car, they get on the flight. How long until?
No,
when do you realize?
I realized before we were driven to the plane.
But you're already late. You're in jeopardy of missing the flight at this point.
Not the stakes were not even that high, but The guy drops me off. The Lyft driver drops me off. I go in there. We're hanging out. We're having a drink. You know, Bert is the most gracious.
He's the best.
Take headphones. Take whatever the fuck you want from this little room. So I'm like, okay. So I'm loading up on stuff.
Turns out you were very lucky he was gracious like that.
very lucky for the supply run before the flight. So then we go through, like I said, a private TSA. Could not be easier. Like, if I were to be sneaking knives on plane, this is where you want to do it.
You were just sneaking alcohol?
Oh, inside my body. and then we get to the car that's going to drive us to the plane. And I am like, oh, I left my bag at the TSA thing. So we have a liaison. So I say to the liaison, I go, hey, I left my bag in the little fucking x-ray thing. She goes, okay. She goes in there. I see her looking frantically. And I'm going, it must be in the room we were in. I don't even think I brought it through the TSA. She's kind of like that. And as she's doing all this, I'm thinking, did I get my bag out of the Lyft that drove me here? Mm. And I'm about to go on the road with Bert for 4 days, 5 days. And I'm like, I don't think I did.
Oh, garf.
So I
no
go.
No clothes and late?
No clothes. First day
such
of school.
Such a problem. Just coming in, full
and,
problem.
And it's like.
And he was already nervous. He was already,
already
nervous.
Already have anxiety.
Yeah, but this is younger brother on tour where you're like, well, now we gotta fucking clean up his ass.
It's bad. And so I'm like, I have to say, I think I left it in the Lyft. Garrett, now there is no time.
You must have been actually anxious because every time there's always a flight story where you forgot something big. Well, you've been stuck in other countries.
I remember that.
Jake, what are you talking about? The two times I lost my passport in the last 3 months. Yeah, that.
All right, we gotta take this call.
Okay. So anyway, yeah. I end up having to buy everything on the road, and I was a total nightmare. Annie, welcome to the podcast.
They bought him stuff.
They did.
A ski suit.
Thank you for doing the show. Ski suit. So, Garf, start us up.
All right. Hello, everybody.
We lost the 10 a.m. caller. I'm waiting for the 10:31
to join.
We were too late.
Yep.
So I had heard, I remember the first time, I'm a fan of yours. I've seen your kind of arc up.
Cool, thank you.
What is the story, though? Because I remember seeing somebody, I felt like it was Bill Burr, or somebody did some story about, like, discovering you.
Maybe it was Rogan.
Might have been Rogan.
But there was, like, some special. I saw it on TV.
Oh, it was the Comedy Store documentary.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, a lot of people claim Discover Me, and I like
it. I did.
Yes.
Gareth discovered me at an open mic.
Yeah. Yes.
It was actually a regular show for me, but
It was like living out of your car, just doing bits.
I used to live in my car. Yes, I lived in my car. I think when I met Gareth, I was living in my car.
So what year was that?
Our origin story is pretty good.
It wasn't even in your car though. It was like you were renting a
I was renting a Rent-A-Wreck. Remember Rent-A-Wreck?
Yeah. So you moved
that was
out here.
Year. I moved out. I was doing Chelsea Lately, the panel.
No
and
money.
Then I was doing it. What's that?
There was no money in that.
No, $400. Yeah. Okay. So I was like, I'll just move out there. So, because the flight out there was.
And from where?
From New York. I was living in New York.
You just said,
stand-up.
Fuck it. I'm going out there. No apartment.
Yeah, whatever. I'll be fine.
Rent-A-Wreck. Good for you.
I was crashing in people's houses and then I would sleep in my car a little bit. It wasn't like every night I was sleeping in my car. But
if it's once a week, it's significant.
It's nice.
I actually used to be right around this neighborhood I would park.
Really?
Yeah.
Right around here. Whoever let me stay at their house, I would scout their area where it felt like safe to park. And
yeah.
But yeah, and then.
Then you started popping.
Yep.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I did. I moved back into my car another time.
But you started getting on MTV. You started.
I was doing
the Girl
Code. Yeah, when I moved out here, I got onto Girl Code, which was in New York. So then I was flying back to New York to do that.
Yeah, but when I met Annie, she was like, our origin story is funny. But when she lived out here, she was going like, I think I'm just gonna get like a little apartment and have a hot plate. And I was like, she was like, I'll rent a room. And I was like, you're on fucking TV. I was like, you cannot be living in more squalor than I am, like, and actually have things going on.
It was a weird, like underlying belief, obviously, because I was looking at my Instagram. I was trying to find pictures for that, like post a picture of when you're 21 thing that they were doing yesterday. And I was, so I was going through my old Instagram.
Did you know about that?
It was Jennifer Gardner did it, and then everyone was posting, but I was trying to find like a funny
picture.
Is it
too late to do it now? Keep going.
I don't think it is.
Okay. What is it? When I was 21?
Yeah, like a picture of you when you were 21. Understood. So I found a picture of me on set with like pregnant smoking, you know, you do a joke. But I was like going through and I found a clip of me on David Spade's show that was like right before the pandemic. And I was like, all my bits were about like my one bedroom apartment. I'm so broke. I'm like, why was I like... I was like, needed everyone to know how broke I was, even though I was on television like every day.
Yeah.
But
negotiations.
Now I'm rich.
Yep. Now she is rich.
Now I'm rich.
She's what turned it? Where'd
you one start? Credit card. One credit card's working, but I am rich.
We're Here to Help is hosted by Jake Johnson
and Gareth Reynolds.
The show is produced and edited by Kevin Bartelt, and the associate producer and editor is AJ McKeon.
Our social media director is Caitlin Tanwakio, and our video editor is John DeBruin.
The theme song is made by Oliver Raleigh, and you can check out his music at oliverraleigh.com. That's Oliver, R-A-L-L-I.com.
The album artwork is by James Fosdyke. You can find him on Instagram at James_Fosdyke, D-I-K-E. And if you'd like to see me do stand-up on the road, go to GarethReynolds.com.
Additional artwork by Patty Holland. You can find him on Instagram at PADDY Holland 2004. And if you'd like early access to episodes, subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/HereToHelpPod.
And if you'd like to be on the show, email us your question at helpfulpod@gmail.com.
All of the advice given on We're Here to Help is for entertainment purposes only, and all listeners should be adults and make their own decisions.